I know a lot of us don't like to watch the news because it brings negativity on us, but how can you know what to pray for unless you're aware of what's happening? He said that he would have us to be aware, to watch. That not only means for me to listen to my brother when he has problems and wants me to pray for him, but have a grander vision of what goes beyond me and beyond your surrounding company. You might not think that your prayer that you pray for children to be safe in schools means anything, but if one prayer can move a mountain, if one prayer can move a mountain, my Lord, think about what the prayers of a body of Christ could do. I almost feel like we're about to have to schedule some fasting to go on continually every day to start really seeing some mountains to be moved. I just felt that. Maybe we'll pray about that and see what happens. I'm here to tell you that if we're just going to play church and pretend, then the devil's going to come right up on us and destroy everything we're trying to build. I wish I could come and tell you anything else but what I tell you, but that's the only thing I feel in my spirit. Matthew chapter 24, verse 43. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. We don't want to believe that things can come to our doorstep. We don't want to acknowledge that it can happen to us, but it can, but it can. And if you could go back to some of the things you've been through and do it over again, let me humor you with a question. Would you not pray to soften the blow? Would you have not went back and apologized before it ever blew out of proportion? Would you have not done something differently? Here's what God's telling you. If you already know that the devil is going to try to come and attack you, would you not do something different today so that your house don't get broken up? Will we not become more aware of what's going on around us? Here's the truth. God still sends the lost to churches, but he will not continue to send them if a church cannot receive them. Then you just have a bunch of hypocrites looking at each other, blaming everybody for it not going the way it should. You can call me a hypocrite if you want, but at least I'm trying. I put my heart out every single time I stand. You might hate on me, but at least I'm trying. Because when the thief tries to come to my house, I'm going to do all that I can to make sure that he doesn't come and mess up everything that he has already promised me. And if you'll be willing to agree and stand together as a body of believers, we're not going to see our children forsaken. We're not going to have our houses broken up, but we're going to take authority and finally see some things begin to change. I'm so tired of talking. I'm ready to be a doer and not a hearer. I'm ready to do what the Word of God told me to do. And if he has told you to praise him, he said, let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. He said, take authority with the authority that you've been given. Because the thief comes when you are the least aware. The church we used to go to, we had some people that came in and stole all the music equipment that was inside. And I thought to myself, how? What kind of person has the nerve to walk onto God's property and do such a thing? You didn't hear about this 20 years ago. Nobody had the nerve, whether they were even lost or not. They didn't have the nerve to tread on God's property. But let me tell you, the devil's getting a lot more brave in these last days. And if I get the story wrong, you can correct me. It was within a matter of like 7 or 8 hours, we got a phone call from somebody that said, these guys just called me and wanted to offer me a really good deal on some stuff they'd come into. Oh, I feel like preaching. Let me tell you, if it is meant for you to have, as long as you're praying that God take care of your situation, he'll let you have the goods, even when it looks like the devil's already got them out of your grasp. Oh, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. I'm here to tell you that we called the police department. We told the guy to call the guy to meet up. They met up. They immediately got arrested. And this is no joke. Within a month, a 29-year-old that was a part of that lost his life. Let me tell you something. When you know the way and you choose not to do it, you will answer. And you can't blame the preacher. You can't blame the prophet. You have to learn to be responsible for your life. And you can't just walk and say you're living by faith unless you're learning to create an environment where faith can dwell. Because if you just get up in the morning and say, God, I know you're able, and then you let every single thing that comes along beat you up to the point you're ready to curse God by the end of the day, how can we prosper that way? We don't. And we come back here next week and act like we've never done this before. We look at each other. Well, Sharon, do you have a song? Do you got one? I don't know. Do you have one? I don't know. I didn't look at my book this week. I thought you were going to be ready. I don't know what key that's in. Why don't you try C? Then we'll try C. It fails, and we do D. D don't work, and then we want to give up and move on to another song. Then we're looking around and saying, let's get one of the zealous people to do something. Maybe they'll get things stirred up. But I'm going to tell you, what you do every day of your life when you're not here will show up as a body, and we will have to answer. So when it doesn't go well, we're held responsible. I'm reminiscing of times when my mother used to talk to me as a young man. And I always hear this phrase in my mind. Even if she's gone to be with the Lord one day, I'm never going to forget this phrase. You should know better. You should know better. And you know, every time that I want to sit down and say I'm too tired to preach anymore, you know what God speaks to me? You know better. My Lord, you know better. Don't come here next week and pretend like you don't know what to do, because we're going to keep going. Because I feel like God sent a few people here, but we're going to be consistent. And you're going to get on board, or you're going to enjoy the show, one of the two. But I can guarantee you, if you're just going to be a spectator, you're going to get blessed like one. You're going to feel good in the seat, and you go home, you're not going to have any more authority than you had when you came in. Because here's the problem. We have such a grand vision to do wonderful things, but we can't seem to escape the nonsense. And it seems so far-fetched. Could you imagine if you gave an entire week to God to strive to have a good attitude? I better go down here and duck. 1 week! Could you imagine? Oh, let me tell you what, we'd end up being the most miserable person by the end. We already told everybody, God bless you. Woo! Hallelujah! Then when the show's over, you're ready to give up. Christianity is a discipline. It's a way of life. Christianity is established in you when Christ is in your life. It's a discipline. That means you're educated to know what is wrong. The Spirit speaks to you when the preacher cannot. It'll speak to you when others are not around. And once you know the way and you neglect it, it goes from being the person that told you that is responsible, because if they don't tell you, it's their problem, to being what you have to answer for. Let me read this to you right now. If we begin to watch and pray, you know what God spoke to me in my spirit? He said, you would be blessed as you watch for His coming. You will be blessed as you become more aware of the enemy's plots and devices to ensnare yourselves. How many people receive dreams from God? He will reveal one way or another. You will be more apt to help someone with wisdom and encouragement. You will be more apt to help make others aware about becoming more aware. He doesn't give you all the knowledge just for you to enjoy it and get in the Mercedes-Benz of anointing and leave everybody else stranded. If He gave you the Benz, He wants you to give somebody a ride in it. If He's blessed you with anything, it's meant for you to give. Prayer will then not be just about asking for things and changes, but to have our eyes opened for what the enemy would do to spoil the blessings that we already, somebody say already have. He said to count your blessings. Do you know your source of strength in your weakness is drawing from a time that God made you strong? I'm telling you, in my weakness, I can be as faithful as I want to. But until I learn to recall the former things, then I can't gain strength and be stronger. Faith without what? Works is dead. You know what that also means? Faith without a recollection of good works that's happened in you will cause you to perish. Because I could go into work every day and be like, I believe I'm getting a raise. I believe I'm getting a raise. But until I learn to live like I deserve one, then it can be seen in my life. That's why He said to be a light of the world. Because if we can be a light of the world, then our faith is not just to ask for stuff. And then it truly becomes about what Christ was about. Christ wasn't a money-grubbing televangelist. He wasn't that guy on at 4:30 in the morning getting $19.95 for anointed water to bless your life. It's not some business that writes the same letter of prophecy to everybody, giving them a revelation. He wasn't about money-grubbing. In fact, He walked quite poor. So that tells me that if Christ could walk in low estate and still be a blessed individual, I'm talking to somebody, then He can cause you to walk in difficult situations and be aware of what you're dealing with and know how to pray. Because when Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Spirit, you know what He was doing? He was clearing the last of the pathway to Calvary. the devil come to try to tempt him one last time to get him to try to give up and to bow unto him? Do you not see that when you're closest to your blessing, the enemy comes to plow, to put in front of you blockage that you can't get there? And that's when you know that it is an attack upon your spirit and not on your flesh. And when those things begin to come, you just remind yourself, I'm that much closer to what I am desiring. Because if we only preach till we get to the tangible goods, then we've wasted the goods. If you stop serving God after you get healed and think that it's okay just to kick back and relax, then you're missing out on why you were even healed. He has blessed you to bless others, just as Christ blessed others. I know we all want a church that's strong and on fire, but you know what, Mitchell? Sometimes we have to talk about the things we need to do to become more aware of what we should do. And I'm willing to come in and try. And I'm not here to judge you. Did you know that? I'm here just to remind you. That's all I'm here to do. So in closing, I say this. You can look over and say, in closing, I leave you with this. Be more aware of your surroundings. Take a look around you and see if there's things that cannot be left off of your daily routine. And you'll find that there'll be a lot less time wasted, a whole lot less of irrational words spoken, and there'll be more of an opportunity to minister what God has put in you. Because at the end of the day, we can do all that we want in this building, but it's what happens out there that makes the biggest difference. We can come in and shout the house down, but you know what? The lost doesn't hear when we're celebrating. They've got to hear it in you when you are in your everyday life. And when you take authority over that stuff, I'm here to tell you, when you come into the house of God next time, there won't be nothing, pardon my double negative, there won't be nothing that'll stand in your way. You'll come in and plow through the whole body just to get to Jesus when you begin to remove stuff out of your path. Because let me tell you, when you begin to cast off things, you know what happens? You become lighter, not so weighed down. Oh man, I've seen people so bound up and so pressed down with the weight of the world that you'd see them crying, and it'd be out of pity and not out of praise. And I've had to tell myself this. God is not moved by our pity. He's moved by our faith. Be more aware of your surroundings. Have I drove that home enough? Or we're going to remember this before we get home? What can I do to make you remember? Can I do some jumping jacks to get the point across? I'll do push-ups. I'll crawl. I'll do whatever I've got to do to get you to think about this when tomorrow comes. Look around at what you have going on. And if it's not of God, get rid of it. Look around, and if it's something that's provoking you, walk away and be at peace. I'm just making sure you remember it. It might drive you crazy, but you're not going to forget it, I hope. Listen, I only get an hour of your life. We could add up all the hours you get the rest of the week. This is the little time that I get to remind you. So no wonder God does it the way he does. Are we going to be more aware tomorrow? Can I just throw one more thing in? When you're looking around, you're not only going to see the enemy, you're going to know when you need to obey God. And when you become more aware of that, you're going to make more of a difference in that than anything else that we could do. Because God loves his children, but he loves an obedient church. He said he is pleased with those that are looking for his coming. If you're excited about heaven and looking forward to getting there, God loves that. So you might think that I'm too young to be getting excited about heaven, but I'm looking forward to a place with no pain. I'm looking forward to a place where people can't commit crimes that are detrimental to society. I'm looking forward to my heaven. What about you? Stand with us tonight. I would say what I normally say, but I bet you already know what to say. We'll just leave it at this. God's watching you. They've got those emojis with the googly eyes. God's watching you. Be more aware, church, and he's going to bless your life.